With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. New poll shows President Trump ending a big week in Washington with a positive approval rating.
The Rasmussen Report's daily presidential tracking poll for Friday shows that 50% of likely U.S. voters approve of President Donald Trump's job performance, 48% disapprove. The latest figure includes 34% who strongly approve of the job Mr. Trump is doing. The margin of sampling error for the full sampling of 1,500 likely U.S. voters is plus or minus 2.5 percentage points with a 95% level of confidence.
That is Bernie Bennett reporting. A group of people trying to get into a nightclub in Los Angeles were injured by a crashing vehicle. Captain Adam Van Gerpen with the Los Angeles Fire Department.
It was a very chaotic scene on arrival. So apparently a vehicle had drove through a crowd. There was a crowd who was waiting to go into a club. There was also a taco stand and there was a valet stand. So the vehicle drove through the taco stand, valet stand, and through a crowd of people. So initially there was so many people here, our firefighters had to triage. There was bystanders were helping each other out because there's so many patients.
The House approval on Thursday of a bill laying out a regulatory framework for stable coins, a fast-growing type of crypto token, typically pegged to the dollar, could clear the way for Americans to view crypto in a more favorable light. House Finance Committee Chairman French Hill told reporters he was pleased by the nearly unanimous vote.
Bringing genius over from the Senate, passing it in the House overwhelmingly today, 308 votes. And on clarity, 294 votes.
Senator James Lankford says he's pleased with the many GOP victories, but warns lasting success for his party in the country will come at the cost of vigilance and community engagement.
And I'm really petrified at the number of people I hear say, well, I voted, and so I solved all the problems. I was like, voting is a good thing, but the nation shifts not because of just a vote, but Washington doesn't change the country. The country changes Washington.
Lankford interviewed by the Salem Radio Network, and this is SRN News. A new study indicates that faith has a big impact on a person's attitude about abortion. Here's Michael Harrington.
According to a study by the Public Religion Research Institute, the more a person engages in Christian religious practices, the less likely he is to support abortion. In states where people are more religious, Louisiana, Tennessee, and Alabama, for instance, support for abortion is low. In places where people have turned away from faith, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and Vermont, support for abortion is very high. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom is urging the Trump administration to deal cautiously with the new regime in Syria. The commission is unsure about the Damascus government's commitment to freedom of conscience and the safety of Syria's small Christian minority. Under strongman Bashar Assad, Syrian Christians were generally allowed to practice their faith in peace, but the civil war that led to his ouster has also seen a surge in the persecution of believers. This is SRN News. An Arizona home believed to be owned by a three-time MLB All-Star has been burglarized.
Police are investigating a burglary at a home reportedly owned by Arizona Diamondbacks star Ketel Marte. The incident occurred Tuesday night while Marte was playing in the MLB All-Star game in Atlanta. Authorities describe it as a, quote, high-dollar residential burglary, end quote, involving stolen personal items and jewelry. No one was home during the break-in. Records from the Maricopa County Assessor's Office confirm Marte owns a property on the block.
Shohei Ohtani has co-written a children's book featuring his dog, Decoy. The Los Angeles Dodgers star shared the news Thursday on Instagram, posting a photo of Decoy, a Dutch cook and honja, with the book entitled Decoy Saves Opening Day. The story follows Decoy as he scrambles to retrieve his lucky baseball before throwing the first pitch on opening day. More of these stories at srnnews.com.